Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash TV. I'm Rachel, and today I have a special guest joining me. Tot is away on a magical Mexican vacation. We hope she's having an amazing time. We know that she is, and she will be back for our Love is Blind recap later this week. But in the meantime, I am joined by one of my longest friends and fellow reality TV aficionado, Andrea. Hi.
Hello. Wow. What an honor to be here.
What an honor. Long time listener, first time caller.
I was going to say that. Long time listener, first time participant.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so excited. I've been wanting to co-host with you for a while. You always have the best takes.
I was going to say, I always am texting Rachel like these paragraph messages of my thoughts in time as I'm watching whatever show I know we're both watching. So now we can do that over the phone.
Yes. I feel like you're a silent third member of the pod because your ideas just kind of filter through me and I think they're my own, but they're just yours.
I'm a silent partner.
Yeah, exactly. You're invested.
Angel investor. Did I use that right? I don't even know.
I don't think so, but that's okay.
I think I was trying to use it wrong as a joke, but also I realized I don't know what it means, and I'm worried that I used it in a way that would be like.
Now it means you owe us money because that means you're like
Oh,
a
no.
financial investor.
Yeah.
She's
Oh,
the
yeah.
producer.
I was kidding, guys. I don't.
Well, either way, thank you for investing your time and money, it sounds like, in our pod. Today, we're going to be recapping Bachelor Episode 9, which is our fantasy suite. I'm so excited. Before we get into it, just as usual, a reminder, you can follow us on Instagram at Trash TV Pod or on Twitter at Trash TV Reacts. There we are sharing updates we hear about shows throughout the week. And you can also DM us your reactions. Let us know what you think is going to happen with these fantasy suites, with the Love is Blind reunion. Any tea that you have found. We cannot keep up with all the tea that is going around Love is Blind. So just give us a hand. Send anything our way. We might have missed it.
That is so real.
It's too much. It's like an avalanche.
Yeah. How are they even going to do this reunion? I don't understand.
It better be like 4 hours.
I'm hoping.
I'm here for it.
I'm ready.
Strapped in. Awesome. Okay. I think that's about it. Let's get into this recap. But before we get into this recap, Andrea, we think we need to level set with you. So you have watched, catch us up with how much of Bachelor you've watched.
Yeah, so I didn't really get into this season, but I've been like sort of keeping up with like summaries of the weeks a little bit. So I knew that I think Maria was kind of like a controversial, there was some drama there. So
Lover
she
or
was pretty
hater.
much the only person that I knew. Do we like her? Do we not like her?
We like Maria. She's a
Doesn't really
character.
matter to me, but
She is a reality TV star, and I think she will be amazing on, like, she's definitely going to be on something else. And so I can't wait to see her. I thought she was like pretty real and cool. I think she just has like a strong personality that some people did not get. And then towards the end, she screwed up the game. She did not play well.
Yeah, she, like you said, she really flubbed that ending. You could see on his face. He was just so done. It's like, really? We're
Really?
doing this?
More from you.
I love the image, the mental image of them in the airplane hangar and Jesse Palmer with his light directional glow sticks channeling her to the exit.
Yes. Yeah, we were saying the airport hangar should be controlled. All the traffic should be controlled by Jesse and the girls should be let out.
Speaking of Jesse, I was just note I this was just a funny thought that I had when I was watching, but I'm always struck by like the handwriting on the note cards that are supposedly written to the people from whoever the host is. And it's like, you know that he didn't write it, but like I want to believe that they made him sit and write it out. I would love to see what it looks like in his real handwriting.
But they have like a handwriting expert. They're like, it has to be by Jesse.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. And I would love to see him like word it for himself too, because they always have the same kind of phrasing. But I would love to see like Jesse Palmer's version, you know? I just,
Yeah.
Give me raw, authentic. I don't know. Do you guys want to, get a little frisky?
Jesse,
No.
the sports commentator, yeah. Oh, that's what he would say.
Yeah. They always have to have a different word for
If you guys want to get a little frisky. Well, yeah, I feel like they're always like whenever they it's the same thing when the older ladies came in this episode and they're like, "Well, Jesse told me I had to be here." It's like Jesse
Yes.
didn't talk to you.
Yes, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, yeah, I mean, Jesse didn't call you up and say,
He's not got
we
time for
don't
that.
need we don't need to do this charade, you guys. I get it, but also like
Is Bachelor.
it is a little much. Yeah,
Bachelor's.
that's like very bachelor coded.
Yeah, definitely more of a charade than Love is Blind.
Yes, Love is Blind is very much just an off the cuff train wreck. This is just a side note, but I've been trying to get my husband to watch reality shows with me for like forever, and I finally got him to watch this last season of Love is Blind with me. And I forget if I sent you this video, Rachel, but we were sitting on the couch, and this was there was just some drama going on in an episode.
Oh, yeah.
I'm filming TV. I pan over to him. It was definitely like a Chelsea Jimmy scene of like a fighting scene or something, and his jaw is just on the floor. He's wide-eyed, he's locked in. And I was sure that he was like playing it up for the camera. And later I was like, you knew I was filming the video of you. And he's like, what? No.
You did send me that.
He was just so locked in. So anyway, yeah, we're both very excited for the
He was shocked. His like full eyebrows raised, his head was tilted down. He was like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
He had the lead paint stare.
That is, I feel like I had that face too. Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
Love that
I
from
did.
that. So
Self-reflecting.
is he hooked now?
Oh yeah, and he'll say stuff like he'll be like, so here's the thing, like Chelsea says that she wants this, but then she did, and he's like, analyze. I'm like, you see though that when I used to tell you these things, you would, think it was silly, but now that you've seen it, you understand. You have to psychoanalyze the characters, break down what they're doing. He's like
Exactly.
a total. He played into it exactly like I wanted.
Your 4-year plan has come to
Yes, it was
fruition.
perfect.
I feel like Chelsea and Jimmy is a good one because as much as we hate them, like we see ourselves in them a lot. And I think like I don't know. For me, I was like, oh, this is like hard to watch because I'm like, ugh, ooh, been there.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt too. I know. Am I like outing myself as a drama queen?
Yeah, exactly.
Not anymore, but I've grown. But yeah, watching that, I was like, ooh, this takes me back to some not fun conflicts.
I
And
know. It's hard to
yeah,
watch.
it
But now we
really
know
is.
better to now we can judge. Now we can
Now I
what the
can be
hell is
like,
she thinking?
wow, I remember when I was like that. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Chelsea, if you're listening. I do like
Think
her.
she's
I'm just
grown.
like, yeah, I just think she has a tough time, but. Like I said, we've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel for her. She's been in therapy. I think she's doing her best.
And I
Okay,
do,
cool.
for the record, I do think she kind of looks like Megan Fox. That's all.
I rest my case. I agree. I see it as well. We see it. I think it's not so far off. Okay, so you have watched the last episode, and then you've watched this episode, and you're caught up with Kelsey, Rachel, and Daisy, basically. And you saw Maria go home. Okay,
Sorry.
amazing.
Wow, I took us on a tangent.
That's okay. Everyone here watches Love is Blind, so it's a safe space. Okay, cool. So you are ready to go. I think we're prepared. You got your margarita, Andrea?
I actually have a little Nader springtime lager, so I'll toast with that.
How Pennsylvania of you. Little Nader sounds like a nickname, but like a mean one.
Yeah, it does.
Cheers.
Little later. Cheers.
Right, let's get into this. So we open this episode on this like CCTV-esque footage of Joey reading a note that he's pulling out of a door. It says, "Joey, we need to talk." He says, "This is my worst nightmare coming true," and he's crying. Can't believe they made her write this note like that. To terrifying note.
It should have said from Jesse.
It's in the same handwriting.
Yes, they have him comparing the handwriting with a magnifying glass.
He's like, oh, this isn't from Kelsey.
Why would Jesse pretend that Kelsey wanted to send me a note?
Jesse's starting drama.
I had to kind of a thought, like, if you really wanted to mess with someone else's relationship, could you secretly plant a note pretending to be from Kelsey saying, we need to talk, to get in his head right before the rose ceremony?
Yeah. Then she's like, what are you talking about? I didn't write a note.
Yeah.
And they're both footage of that,
but yeah. And then they're like trying to catch up right before, and they're like, oh, but we don't have time. And then I don't know. Could be
that would be good. Or something worse, like, I'm not sure about you. And then she'd be like, I didn't write that. And then he'd be like, I don't know.
I love that. Wow.
That's true. You're right. They should scheme a little more in The Bachelor.
Yes. I always thought there should be like a secondary show about people pranking people inside the Bachelor mansion that airs right after, so that when something goofy happens, then you see the behind the scenes of like, oh, she didn't fart. She sat on a whoopee cushion that was placed there.
I feel like that's just the producer. That's like actually what's happening, but it's just the producers. Like they just fuck with them constantly. And then what we see is like the real show, but it actually is that.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're like just bullying them behind the scenes to get them to cry and stuff.
There are whoopee cushions. Yes. Okay. So after this, we cut back to Sunny Tulum. Tulum looks gorgeous. Mm. He is saying that he's falling in love with everyone. Everyone. He's falling in love with everyone, but he also doesn't feel right. Natural way, he doesn't feel right. Maybe he is sick. He brings up Charity, which is the season that he was on before, and how he was the runner-up, and he proposed and everything, and she said no, and he was totally crushed by this, and so he doesn't want that to happen again. We get a little bit of the girls kind of catching us up. They all are just like, I need to move this relationship along. And then we start getting these Golden Bachelor cameos, starting with Susan, who comes in to meet Rachel. And she says, Jesse wanted me to talk to you. Okay. Jesse doesn't want anything. Susan kind of implies that like Jesse can't talk to Rachel about this overnight because like, how's he going to sit here and talk about these things? Like Susan's a real woman.
Yeah. He doesn't get it like we do. Yeah. Let's have some girl talk. So how do you feel about him? It's like,
same questions.
Let's get down to it. And then,
Jesse could never.
I do love Susan, though. She is so sweet. Like, she just really seems so genuine. I liked the two of them together.
Yeah. I thought they were a good pair. Both, like, very genuine, down-to-earth pair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a little worried. Well, I guess with the later ones, too. We can kind of talk about, like, the pairings, but I was like, I don't know if Susan is like the one you give to the one that's winning. So that's like,
that
I feel like
so funny.
No, I mean, wow. I love Susan, but she wasn't really like in love with Gary. Even she was not.
That's what I had that thought about Sandra.
Yeah, her too.
She's so sweet, but also, yeah, it was like her advice is just generic advice. But then I also had this thought, like, you know, they show Kelsey feeling so, like, insecure because she was talking with Leslie, and Leslie's the one who was the runner-up in Gary's season and really thought, like, she was a shoo-in and had her heart broken. So I don't know why they thought it would be, like, anything but a bummer to talk to Leslie about this.
No, man, I think they sent her in like a missile. They were like, we need some doubt. Like, it's too obvious that it's Kelsey. She needs like a thing to overcome. We're going to have Leslie sabotage the relationship.
Just go in there and plant a seed of doubt. And she was like, just keep in the back of your mind that you might not be it.
Yeah. They're like, she's way too confident, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 100%. But yes, I love Susan. I like that we're seeing more of her. Rachel's telling Susan that Joey loves how goofy she is. Susan basically tells her, go ahead, say you're in love, take your walls down, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they all kind of give the same advice.
Yeah.
Rachel has this date with Joey where they go jumping, which I feel like I don't know if it's the same. It looks like it's the same cenote every damn season.
Yep.
And they always say, love is a leap of faith, but I'm ready to jump.
I thought the exact same thing, and then I made a note to try to focus on the other activities the other girls were doing with him, and if they tried to make like a pun or something with it too. And I noticed with Daisy, they got on the ATV thing, and he was like, and now we're kind of both in the driver's seat. But I didn't remember what did he and Kelsey do on their daytime date?
They went on a boat and then they like snorkeled and swam with dolphins.
Oh, take the plunge. Are you ready to dive deeper into this relationship? That's probably something I said.
Yeah,
I
yes. Snorkel.
was really invested in their time. I think I was like locked in, so
I know. It's hard
I
to
couldn't
notice
see anything
anything.
on the boat.
It's too distracting. The whole date is too good.
Yeah, they're both so good looking.
Yeah. Yeah, so Rachel jumps into this thing and somehow it hits her jaw on something underwater.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was that or she had like a weird whiplash of like a way she hit her face on the water.
Oh, just the water itself, maybe.
Maybe you're right. Maybe there was something underwater. I mean, she seemed pretty badly hurt.
Can you imagine there's something underwater though? Like, why would they have them jumping there? Like a rock? I was so confused how this happened. Like,
That's so true. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it was just her body reacting weird, like maybe a muscle like reacted weird to something. I don't know. Maybe it was a freak thing like that. Like she, I don't know. I
yeah.
thought it was kind of, I could understand like Joey's frustration with her not being vulnerable because I could see it kind of playing out in real time where she literally was just being like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. And he was trying to kind of take care of her. And I kind of was like, oh, let him, like, you know,
Yeah.
take care of you and kind of, you know, baby you a little bit. And she, you know, you could tell she really didn't want to do that. And she said she felt bad at the end, like that it was her fault. It's like, no. I get why you would feel like bummed about it, but it's like, oh my gosh, you, it's not like you made a decision to lock your jaw.
She's like, I aimed for that thing in the water and it stuck my chin out.
And now I regret
Yeah, it was a bad mistake. Yeah, I think it was like self-fulfilling, actually. Came to
Yeah.
mind. Remember Clay's dad's speech of like, you think you've lost, you've lost. I think this is a good example.
Is so applicable.
You know, because like if she was just like, yeah, like it sucks, but then they could have gotten past it. But she was just like, no, I'm like upset and I don't want to talk about it. And
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be kind of a like, I can see why she'd be bummed because then in his mind, when he's kind of comparing the times or even just reflecting on his times with the other women, there's just like some nicer memories. And it's not her fault that that happened, but she kind of lingered on it a lot
yeah.
and they didn't really get to move on. And I think he would have, I don't know, maybe had enjoyed it a little bit more or felt more connected to her if she had kind of let him take care of her a little bit. Because it
Yeah.
seems like he likes being kind of nurturing and encouraging.
Yeah.
So I think that could have been a good bonding thing for them. But I don't know that it really went that way.
Yeah, I think so too. We were kind of talking last week about how we feel like Rachel's like kind of type A. Like she needs things to go like the way that they're supposed to go. 'Cause like when Maria was doing stuff or whenever anyone does something like kind of off script, she's like, what the hell? Which is funny. And it's fine if you're a type A person, but like I feel like this is a good example of like she's just like, this is not how it was supposed to go, and now like everything is off.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did he tell Rachel? Did he say anything about his feelings for her?
No.
That's what I thought.
She is the only one that he didn't say he's falling for. So
And did we see a breakfast scene after the fantasy suite because we did with the other two.
Definitely not. They do go to the room. They have like the next morning. I didn't even write down what they're doing. I forget. I feel like they were just like next to each other. I don't even know if they were like in bed.
I what I remember is just the scene of like basically them saying goodbye and her walking away, or him walking away with a bag, or you know, it was something where they were saying goodbye.
Yeah.
So it kind of cut, you know, they didn't really show any of that.
Yeah. It was very like robotic and generic. I felt like what he was talking about afterwards. He's like, yeah, she's nice. Oh, he says he's falling for her. I don't think that's the same as falling in love.
Yes, and he didn't tell her, right?
I don't think so.
He said that in like a
Yeah.
talking head.
Ice
Okay.
Man, yeah. So
Okay.
we feel like Rachel's pretty much probably out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I really like her, but I think I hope that she didn't put all her eggs in this basket, knowing that she had had a tough breakup before with the engagement. I was like, oh, I kind of feel like maybe. And then she said that she's had two serious relationships that she's been, I think, cheated on. And I was
Yeah.
thinking, this is a really bad like idea to come on this show. Like,
That's so true. Why would you put yourself in this
and
situation?
yeah, I didn't understand that. Oh, so I just really like her. I hope she's
Yeah.
okay.
Hopefully they're still doing Bachelor in Paradise and maybe she can get a second run.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. And her family was super cool. Like, I want to eat that pork so bad.
It looks so good.
That's really good.
They were amazing. More of the family.
Yes.
We get then Kelsey's date. So this was like showstopper. I mean, everything is going right. I guess before the date is when she meets Leslie. Leslie plants this little poor Leslie. I mean, I don't know if can Leslie be like I thought Leslie was going to be the Golden Bachelorette, but I feel like this did not paint her in a good light.
Do you think because it kind of cast her as the sort of a negative influence for Kelsey, like you described it as being like a missile from the producers? So do you feel like it doesn't make her look good because it looks like she's trying to get her to doubt things?
Yeah, I feel like m less of like, oh, because of this, people won't like her, and more of like, why would they give Leslie this edit to make her look bad if she was gonna be the Golden Bachelorette? Because
Right, it's not like good promo.
I don't think it, like, it just kind of made her seem like, bitter.
Yeah, 'cause, and it didn't really seem, yeah, you would think that she would kind of talk about something more hopeful.
Yeah, or like, I've moved on from Gary, like, it seems like she's
Yeah.
still pretty hung up.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a really good point. So who do you think it would be if it's not Leslie?
Don't know. I don't think it's any of the ladies who keep coming back because I feel like they're like side characters now, not like main
Yeah.
characters.
Yes. Who was the
Yeah.
one that left early for her daughter's wedding?
Joan, maybe.
Joan. Well, maybe.
I don't know. It could still be Leslie. I just thought this was like didn't really like wasn't like a great look for her. And then also like at the Golden Wedding, I feel like it was similar stuff from her. I don't know. I don't know
Yeah.
if she's really like ready to move on
Yeah, I felt
or
bad that she attended that. I thought that was a bad idea.
yeah.
That was a bad move.
Me too. Bad move. Don't do it. Just don't show up.
Leslie, as your mother, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, I don't support this decision.
They talk about their moms. They have that in common that Leslie and Kelsey both lost their moms young. That was this. I actually cried at this. I thought this was very sweet.
Yeah, that was really sweet. And then Leslie told Kelsey that she knew that Kelsey's mom would be proud of her. You could tell it really meant a lot to Kelsey.
Know.
And I liked hearing, I think it was in the episode before that, but then she kind of recapped to Leslie that when she and Joey were on a date, that there was a butterfly following them around all day, and that always, she always feels like her mom is with her when she sees like a butterfly. I
Yeah.
thought that was just really sweet. I my mind went ahead to their wedding, and I was like trying to think of how they could incorporate butterflies, you know,
Yeah. Like
maybe they
release
release
butterflies.
butterflies. Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
That would be so beautiful. I hope that the producers bring a butterfly to the engagement and they let it go.
Yes, me too. And then I hope that they don't tell them that they did that and that they
Yeah.
see it. They just take it as a sign.
Exactly. Yeah. They can't know. Or maybe it could be both. They caged her mom and brought it there.
Listen, she came willingly or unwillingly, but
Yeah.
she's here.
It's her mom either way.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet too.
Yeah, very cute. So they go on this date. They're just like flirting the whole time and like squealing, and I'm like, it's not even cringy. I don't know. It's so cute.
It was really cute. And I thought the way he talked about her really, even in his like separate interview, it really made me feel like, oh, that seems like he's really serious about her. Like, 'cause he says stuff like, the way she looks at me, the way she smiles at me, the way I feel when I'm with her. And I think he said that she basically said, I love you, right? So I think
Yeah.
that's a tier above, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
So he said something like, hope I she hasn't said I love you yet, so hopefully today I'll hear that she's feeling the same way. So I was thinking like, I think he kind of implied I love her too.
Yes, I did notice that too. Yeah, he said like, I hope she says I love you, or yeah, I know what you mean.
Something like that.
The same way implying that he felt love. I agree.
Yes, exactly. And I thought, okay, I see you. We're here
Okay.
to decode the. We can get behind
I know
that.
what's
We can
going
figure out
on.
the
You can't fool me.
history. You tried to, but I'm just too darn smart.
I'm too smart for your shit.
Really makes me feel like I did something. Oh. No, he just said the same way. He feels
Oh.
great. And he said she loves. Oh, okay.
You're doing the math.
That's girl math.
That's girl math. Oh my gosh. Yes. They see some dolphins, stingrays, turtles, they snorkel. They're not black boxing anyone's butt this season, and I think that is an interesting risk. It's new. They used to do it excessively, and now they're not doing it at all. They have the cameraman down there, like looking up,
Yep, he's right in
having the
there.
time of his life.
It's the same cameraman that they got to film AD and Love is Blind this season.
Yeah, and the whole ultimatum.
Yeah, exactly. It's all but.
They got some of those Netflix cameramen. Yeah. In the night portion, Kelsey kind of tells him I didn't really, this conversation took an interesting turn. So she tells him that she had this conversation with Leslie. Now she's nervous about not being picked. Joey says, no, that's how it happened to me. I wasn't picked. Now I'm the guarded one. And then she's like, I'm so sorry that you feel like that. Thanks for being vulnerable. I was kind of like, wait, what happened
That
there?
is kind of how that happened, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
funny when you recap it like that in simple terms, because at the moment I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. They're connecting. He's being vulnerable. But now when you that is what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, I
She
mean, it's
didn't.
fine, but I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. She didn't really get to talk through her stuff. It kind of just became about him.
Yeah.
I
He's
did like to hear, I don't know if he said this. Maybe he said this to Daisy, though, where he said that. Yeah, I think he said this to Daisy. He said, I get insecure that people are worried that people, when they really get to know me, they won't love me. They fall in love with the idea of me as the bachelor, but not like the real me. I thought that was like kind of a cool thing to hear him say. That just is really relatable and made him seem really down to earth.
Yeah. Would you rather be? I feel like both are bad. Like when you're a contestant, you're like, oh my gosh, like they might be faking everything for me because they have to bring me along and they actually love someone else. But when you're the bachelor, it's like these people didn't even know it was you when they signed up
Oh my
and
God,
they could be completely
never thought of
pretending.
that.
They didn't pick you. Like you're picking them when you're the bachelor. But yeah.
I never thought of it that way. That is so
Scary.
interesting. Yes, that would be scary. And even though it feels like the most secure thing, because they have like all these women who are seemingly throwing themselves, not throwing themselves. That sounds like I'm shaming them or something. Yeah.
Just throwing themselves at
Horrible. I just meant women like all around. We're not shaming here.
slut-shaming.
We don't shame the game. Listen. Yeah, you would think that he would be secure having all these beautiful women that seem interested in him. But yeah, I guess at the core, you like it's still a show. You don't really know if people are gonna be into you. Can't believe I said that. Yikes.
We're trying to move the movement forward here, Andrea.
Yeah, I know. God. That was so 2010 of me.
Yeah. Yes. So she accepts the key for the fantasy suite. They get a private pool in their fantasy suite. I don't know if Rachel got that. And then they wake up and they're making breakfast. They're not even in bed, which I like. It's like very, everything they have done in their dates too has just been like, let's see the town. Like they just get to do like normal things, which I think is nice. And she's like crying, talking about how happy she is. They make out on the counter. He's still holding off his I love you until he's 100%. I thought it was funny, like the dynamic of like she said I love you, but he said I'm falling for you. But now, like when she says I love you, he can't say I'm falling for you. Like there's nothing for him to say back still.
I can't tell you anything.
I'm
I can't give you reassurance.
falling. But this is super cute, and I feel like it's definitely Kelsey at this point. It's like they can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. I agree with once I like your I like your take that it was kind of a last minute. Leslie was kind of thrown in as like a we need a conflict.
Yeah. Next we have Daisy. Daisy's like she's at the end of the rope for me, honestly. Okay, here's my whole thing with Daisy. I think that she wanted to be Bachelorette or something. Like she, I don't think that she was like into Joey. I can't tell if now it's like she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't plan to fall for him at all. And what do I do now? I actually like him. Or she's just still like playing along and like knowing that she needs to seem more in love with him. But I just get more and more surprised from her, like surprised that she's feeling this way. It's like you came on the show for this. What? Why are you
Yeah,
surprised?
I just it took me so off guard. I was gonna say, sorry if you heard my dog yawning back there. If you heard a
No.
fun noise, that was my dog. It was like, ow.
No.
That was the yellow lab.
Oh, June.
Yeah, sweet June. Wait, okay. I lost my train of
I
thought.
was just saying
June.
that Daisy is just like still seeming shocked. Like the more she
Yes.
tries to be emotional, the more I feel like she gives away the fact that she didn't come here expecting to like fall in love with someone.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And I am sure that this was edited, that she's just been edited to like talk about her hearing loss like all the time. But when she started saying it to Sandra, I'm not gonna lie, I let out a little groan.
She does also bring it up to Sandra, and Sandra's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's how most people like I'm glad that it's meaningful for you, Daisy, but what else? Like, you know, maybe she said lots of other things and they didn't put that in. But I realized another thing about her. She has a Mormon face. Do you know what I mean? Like she looks
She's
very
from
Mormon.
Minnesota.
Oh, interesting. See, that's interesting.
That makes sense, Midwest.
Yeah. I just was looking at her like she just looks like she's like kind of a keep sweet
She's a
gal.
soaker. Anyway,
Did you?
speaking of.
That makes me think of that show, Jury Duty. Did you watch that show?
Only some of it.
Anyway, it's really funny. There's a guy in it who's like sort of supposed to be Mormon. They play up a joke with him. I'll leave it at that. It was funny.
Little teaser.
Yeah.
Sandra is telling her to be more sexual, which is like very on brand for Sandra, but I don't know if she knows like how off brand that is for Daisy. And then I feel like the whole rest of this date, like Daisy is like really, really like awkwardly like trying to insert these things.
Let's get dirty.
Yeah. Or like the extra kiss. It's not
Yeah.
working.
She's like, I'm really trying, Sandra. I'm really trying.
It's funny that she took that advice like so literally.
Yeah. She was like, guys love this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Actual oomph. Got it.
They do this ATVing. They come to this living room set up in the middle of the jungle. They have, which is a nightmare date, like getting off an ATV in a helmet and sitting on a couch and having a drink. But then they get to shower and make out, which is fine, whatever. Night portion, he's wearing pink on pink, gold chain. It's a look. I don't know about this look.
It was certainly a choice.
Yeah. I don't know if it was his choice, but it was a choice.
Yeah.
Okay, here he says something about like, yeah, you came in not knowing if you're gonna like this guy. And at this point, she's like nodding, agreeing, which is again where I'm like, she just keeps reinforcing, like, I didn't know. And she says in her past relationship, she shut down emotions. He talks about a past relationship where he didn't make someone feel special enough. He shares a fear. This is kind of what you talked about, of someone falling in love with the idea of him, which I think is valid. Then she starts crying and saying she's really thankful for him, that they have a lot in common. And then he shares he's falling in love with her too. And I'm like, why?
Yes. I felt kind of, it made me feel kind of sad for Daisy because she just keeps reiterating how much he has changed her life by like accepting her, quote unquote, in spite of her hearing issues. But like, has she like dated guys who have treated her badly because of that? Like, that just makes my heart break if like, because he's such a nice guy, but also he's kind of sometimes like a, typical line of respect that you would want someone to have. So like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just was like, oh my gosh, if this has been like revolutionary, I'm so glad for that. But also like, wow, that is a low
Yeah.
bar.
Yeah, I don't know. We've kind of been trying to figure that out. She basically like she lost her hearing because she had Lyme disease, and so she was like pretty sick for a while. And so I don't think she really dated. She's also pretty young. So I think she only really dated like one other guy after she kind of got better. And I think that was after she got her implant. But she doesn't really imply that like the implant was like an issue between them. I think she's just like hasn't dated many people in general. So I think this is like in her head, like that people will see this
Yeah.
as something.
Yeah, maybe when she was like not dating, that was something that she thought about, spent a lot of time thinking about the future and worrying that that would be an issue. Because, yeah, from my perspective, and like you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I definitely don't know much about this, but it seemed like pretty much her issue is kind of resolved with this implant. So I kind of also wondered like maybe she's worried like, oh, those effects could reverse or, you never know what could happen. But yeah, I just felt like she's like a sweet, beautiful girl. I just would love to know like what else she is into. Like, I don't know other things about her.
No, we know that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm. She's very into Christmas.
And again, that doesn't add anything. I
Yeah, that doesn't add much. I think I honestly feel like there's just like not like because she was sick for it sounds like a good portion of like her teenage and then she's like pretty young, like probably not that much more.
That's true. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Well, for all of those things, she's has a very sweet disposition, so
She is.
and a Mormon face.
There
People say Mormons are hot. I don't know. So, hey, that's
you
kind of a
go.
compliment.
She's pretty. She's
I'm not
definitely
gonna lie.
hot.
I know that molestar in Spanish is bother, and so no molestar is do not disturb, but it still was a bit of a jump scare when I saw that. Sure.
Like, oh, Twitter's gonna love that. I think I saw something that was like, I should hope not.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, me too. I had a moment where I forgot what I meant, and I was
It's impossible not to.
it's impossible. Yes. Let's see. He also says he's feeling like, yeah, I'm annoyed that he's telling her this. I don't know. I do feel like he likes her, but just like, why do that to Kelsey? And also, he likes her more than she likes him. They wake up in bed. He says that. All Joey really says after that is that he thinks that Jay-Z would say yes to him, which I feel like is not really a rave review
That's
of
what
the
I
night.
thought too. I thought, what a weird thing to say. That's not really a reason to pick anyone.
Yeah, it's not
Like, wow,
like
they're really into me.
I think she would say yes.
Well, I have someone who's a sure yes. Someone who I like better, but I don't know. Which do you pick?
Yeah, it was a interesting. She oh, and then we get oh, so okay, basically Kelsey is the one who wrote the note and left the note, which I didn't expect. I thought it was going to be Daisy, actually. And she has a conversation that she needs to have. She doesn't want to blindside him. She'd rather leave now than have her heart broken. Joey's stressed. And then that's it. We get the women tell all next week, and then we get a little peek at this note conversation where Joey's kind of freaking out. And he's like, I'm not okay. And then the proposal where he's like, I did not expect this. So, what is your theory on this?
Well, my theory that's not real, that's like my jokey theory, would be that she has like an STD and had to tell.
I'd rather go home if you can't deal with this.
I feel like it's gonna end up being something that's like not that big of a thing. Like, I feel like they're really trying to milk it. 'Cause we need to talk, it could be about anything. And I don't know, based on the like little clip that they shared of the preview, he kind of has his head down and he's like, Kelsey. She's like, I know. It's something like that, where it could be just her saying something really nice. Like, it could be like, I don't know, it could almost be like a, I don't know, a good, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? I'm curious.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't see Kelsey like leaving. I think they're trying to create some drama. I think she probably wants to be like, this is hard for me. Maybe she's gonna be like, I need to know. Like, I don't want to go. Maybe she'd be like, I don't want to go there without knowing. I don't want to go and maybe get rejected, like kind of ultimatum. And then he'll be like, I can't do that. And then she'll be like, okay. Yeah. And then I think that will is what will happen with Kelsey. I think they will go to the altar with the proposal thing. I think Daisy will go first because he's planning to propose to Kelsey, but that Daisy, like usually, I think usually even when the guy's proposing, the girl says a little speech first.
I think you're right.
So I kind of feel like Daisy like is gonna give her a little speech and be like, I can't marry you, even though he wasn't going to propose. That's my theory. And then he's gonna be stressed and be like, oh, what if that happens with Kelsey?
Ooh, that's good. Man, I just don't know. I feel like I want to see a wild card thing. Like, I want to see Maria come back at the last second and show up. And he's like, this has never happened before. Like,
She's like, oh, wait, I have to tell you something.
yeah.
Now
That would be epic. She's
that
in
would
her
be great.
sparkly purple dress.
Remember the dress you dumped me in.
Yes. Remember this.
Yeah, remember this purple. That would be great. I mean, I'm excited to see her at the Women Tell All. I think that will be good drama. I love more of Maria. But yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you for dipping back into the Bachelor world with us for a little bit. Oh no! I wanted to share something with you, but I don't know if I bookmarked it. Oh, okay, I did. Don't worry. Okay, so we have our trash reacts.
Trash reacts. What? No way. Yeah.
Trash Reacts is where we share some tweets and things that we have liked from this week. I don't know if you have anything, but I wanted to share with you a video that I think is
Me
pretty
too.
spectacular. Okay. I don't know if it's mean that I should share this, but it's out there. Okay. This is Daisy on TikTok singing.
Tell you I need you. Tell you I send you above. Tell me your secrets. Ask me.
So
Sorry.
the
Oh.
snort, I like this.
That's, yeah, I didn't do that. Rachel has a soundboard.
Oh, I just like people who have been talking about other things. I can't even keep up with it. I'm not on TikTok, but they keep saying other things that she's doing, like to try to like kind of like get famous. Like she's making all
Oh,
these TikToks and stuff.
interesting.
So they think like she was trying to be Bachelorette, but this one I just thought was a real
Wow, that is, you know,
it's not good. We'll say it. It's not good.
you don't have to be a great singer if you've had hearing issues. Like, that's a great excuse to not be a good singer.
Well, I mean, I'm a
You know,
horrible
you don't
singer.
need to.
Like,
It is kind of amazing, though. Aren't there people who are deaf but like sing amazingly?
oh, I don't know. I don't know. Are you thinking of Stevie Wonder because he's blind?
You know what I think I'm thinking of is people.
Oh,
I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, some people are like really amazing artists and painters who are blind, but also there was the first season of MasterChef, the woman who won was blind and she was a chef.
wow.
And she had an aide who would tell her, she would help tell her, like, what she would describe what something looked like in the ovens. She would like know when to take it out and stuff.
Oh,
But
that's
anyway,
interesting.
that just kind of made me think, well, you know, if you can't quite hear yourself, that would make sense that maybe you don't have perfect pitch, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I like that she's doing this kind of breathy
Yeah.
thing, like very, like trying to be sultry. Maybe she's trying to give that sexual oomph.
The oomph. There's the oomph.
Tell me a
That Sandra
secret.
ordered.
I'd rather
Oh
not.
yeah. We were just oh sorry. We were just discussing our old voice memos the other day. So, you know, I don't say with this with any sense of
Yes.
superiority at all, but
No, exactly. I was telling Rachel that I'm sure somewhere exists of a ninth grade version of me singing, go on, go on.
Yeah,
Come
that was very
on, leave
choral.
me breathless. I'm
Beautiful.
sorry
Thank
if
you
you
for this
hear
rendition.
clickety-clacking. That's my dog's nails on the hardwood. She wants to be famous like Daisy. She's trying to just kind of do different things.
Playing her notes, trying to get some airtime. Ugh, amazing. Okay, I think that is it for our recap today. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us. This is so fun. I love breaking this down with you.
Yeah, this was awesome. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to hear the next one as well. Now I need to follow back up with the episodes that I missed, because this episode made me feel like, oh, you know, I'm bummed I didn't watch the rest of the season. This seems like a good season.
Honestly, I think you should just keep watching them from here on out because these were like, I mean, the Maria stuff was good, I think.
Well, anyway, thank you so much. It was a great excuse to watch more trash TV, which I always love.
Always. Awesome. Well, we will be back later this week for our recap of the Love Is Blind reunion, which comes out today, day of the release of this episode, which we're so excited for. And Tat will be back for that as well from her Mexican vacation extravaganza. So we will look forward to it, and we will see you then. Okay, bye.